Welcome to today's episode. Yes. That came out weird, but it is.
No, you just sounded very enthusiastic about it.
You're not going to be.
Oh.
Because...
Okay. Can I go home now?
Right, okay. Have you ever heard of Majestic 12?
No. Because it's going to be fucking aliens.
Okay, so Majestic 12, also known as MJ-12 for short, is purported Michael Jackson organization. The organization is claimed to be the code name of an alleged secret committee of scientists, military leaders, and government officials formed in 1974 by executive order by US President Harry S. Truman.
Okay.
This is to facilitate recovery and investigation of alien spacecraft.
Okay. So, are you going to be going for tea with them like that other president?
I don't know if Truman is that actual president. I can't remember.
No, it wasn't.
Was it not?
No.
Eisenhower.
There you go.
Eisenhower. Presidents are mixed up in aliens. What can I say? Or are they?
No, they're just deranged.
So on May 31st in 1987, so we're jumping ahead.
Okay.
It was widely reported that British ufologist Timothy Good claimed to be in possession of a 1950s-era UFO document. The documents purported to reveal a secret committee of 12, supposedly formed in 1947 by the orders of Harry S. Truman, which I just said. And this is the Majestic 12, and this is to explain how the crash of an alien spacecraft at Roswell in July 1947 had been concealed, and how they recovered the alien technology, and how that could be exploited, and how the US should engage with extraterrestrial life in the future.
What is their fucking obsession with exploiting? Why do they always have to add that in? Why have they got to exploit everything?
Well, the US kind of does exploit everything.
Yeah, but why?
Because they like to be ahead.
Just fucking leave it alone.
Because they like to be ahead. It's always like US against the world. They need to be the one in control. So if there's this alien technology, they want to be the one to have it, develop it, use it before the rest of the world can. So they're always ahead of the rest of the world.
I don't believe any of it.
I know you don't. So in 1984, ufologist Jamie Chandera, that's the name that I couldn't remember, he had received an envelope containing film which, when developed, showed images of 8 pages of documents that appeared to be briefing papers describing Operation Majestic 12.
Right, okay.
So the concept of Majestic 12 emerged during a period in the 1980s when ufologists believed that there had been a cover-up of the Roswell UFO incident and speculated some secret upper tier of the US government was responsible. Why this was all coming out in the 80s, not sure why.
It's because the satanic panic didn't work.
Maybe. Yeah, you might be right, actually. The satanic panic.
And also, I have one other question.
Yes.
These documents appeared. How did they know it came from them? Couldn't anyone just type those documents up?
Oh,
if you had a computer?
I'm good to tell you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, Jamie Chandera and his ufologist colleagues, Stanton T. Friedman and Bill Moore, say that they later received
Is he a relative of you?
I hope not. But actually, to be fair, no, my dad does have a book of UFO stuff.
And
which I remember looking
star,
at.
Yeah.
I did think he was a member of the Men in Black. Men in Black came out when I was like 6, so it's like, that explains a lot. Does explain a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Anyway, they said that they received a series of anonymous messages that led them to find what has been called the Cutler Twinning Memo in 1985 while researching declassified files in the National Archives.
Right.
This document was supposedly written by President Eisenhower's assistant, Robert Cutler, to General Nathan Twining, and containing a reference to Majestic 12. The memo is widely held to be a forgery, likely planted as part of a hoax.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I believe that part.
Claiming to be connected to the United States Air Force Office of Special Investigations, a man named Richard Doty told filmmaker Linda Moulton Howe that the MJ-12 story was true, and he showed Howe unspecified documents purporting to prove the existence of small grey humanoid aliens originating from the Zeta Reticuli star system. Doty reportedly promised to supply how the film footage of UFOs and an interview with the alien being...
Oh, fuck off.
Although no footage has ever appeared.
How the fuck does everyone always get these classified pieces of information? It's not really classified, is it?
As with most groups, suspicion in the ufology community over the authenticity of MJ documents, they all started to bleed... Well, there's... the UFO community is divided on whether this is true or not.
Okay, I'm so, saying it's not.
Are you part of the ufologist? It's very hard to say.
Yeah, I'm overruling them. I'm just saying.
As soon as my brain sees the word ufologist, my brain's like, no, we can't say that. So I can say it when I'm not looking at it, but... So yes, Bill Moore, he was even accused of taking part of the elaborate hoax, while other ufologists and debunkers such as Philip Klass were accused of being disinformation agents.
Right, okay.
So the FBI began its own investigation of the supposed secret documents that the original people found.
Yeah.
They quickly formed doubts to their authenticity. The United States Air Force Office of Special Investigations stated that no such committee had ever been authorized or formed and that the documents were bogus. I actually, when I was researching this, you can actually see these documents on the FBI files. Right, it's very interesting. I was just like, okay. So,
do they look like what we think like a stereotypical alien would look like?
Oh, no, the documents. I didn't see any aliens. Oh, okay. I didn't. It was just typing. There was no pictures. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
The FBI subsequently declared the MJ-12 documents to be completely bogus, which I kind of just said. Ufologist Linda, who's the one who said she was going to have an interview with one, yeah, but didn't.
Gonna make a film.
And Stanton T. Friedman believed the MJ-12 documents to be authentic. Friedman examined the documents and argued that the United States government had conspired to cover up knowledge of a crashed UFO spacecraft, and this is the one in... Roswell.
Right.
I have seen Stanton on many like NASA programs. He's believable to a point, and then he's like UFOs.
Yeah.
It's difficult with this community because it's like they have me to a point and then I'm like, I don't know.
I think it's if they're really good at telling the story, they sound convincing. Yeah. And that's how they get, like, draw people in. It's the confidence that comes with how they say it.
Mm.
But, like, we could say, like, the most random shit. As long as we say it confidently and deliver it well, it sounds like it could be true.
Mm. Yeah.
And I think that's what a lot of these do. And then they start doing that and they're like, yeah, then I saw a little green blobby man. And you're like, okay.
Well, like, things going on this year, there are UFOs. I'm not saying they're aliens. There's things in the sky that we don't understand. So scientific skeptic author Brian Dunning, I mentioned him on a episode a few weeks ago, he investigated the history of Majestic 12 on his Skeptoid podcast. He cited ufologist Bill Murray's suspicion that rather than a hoax by the UFO community, the papers were actually part of a disinformation campaign of the US government meant to deflect attention from their secret Air Force projects.
That would make sense.
Meaning, so it's like, for as normal people and China and Russia, so it's like, well, why the hell are they looking into aliens when it's like, this is what they're actually doing?
Yeah.
This comes up a lot. I think this is more true than anything else. Because it's like, well, you're clearly doing something.
Yeah, it's a good way to deflect it, isn't it?
And it's like, I think they do plant the alien thing, like what with the Area 51 thing. They're clearly doing something there. It's not alien technology. It's technology that they're working on.
Yeah.
Whether they got it from aliens, probably not. But it's a way to keep others out.
Yeah.
It's like, you're not allowed
there. Yeah, you can't see it. You're not ready for it. Okay.
So I have seen some Majestic 12 things shown on shows like NASA's Unexplained Files and History's Greatest Mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they report it as, yes, Truman asked the leader of Majestic 12, who is reportedly James Forrestal, he was to create a group to investigate UFO sightings and such. The group...
Oh, groupie.
The group, it says group. The group ran for a couple of years, but there was disagreements within whether to like keep it, everything a secret or not, or should the public know or not. There is a list of like who's supposed to be in this group.
Right.
So James Forrestal is the one who is the leader of the group, and he's supposed to talk to Eisenhower. Not Eisenhower.
Truman.
Truman, thank you. Obviously, there was disagreements within the group, and I don't know whether it was because of this or something else. The president asked him to resign.
Okay.
But there is another story that, like, he didn't like that we, the public, weren't being told the whole truth.
Right.
His mental state started to decline. He resigned. He ended up in a mental health facility at the naval thingy. He ended up being on the 16th floor of that.
Oh, I think I know where this is going.
Building. He either jumped, fell, or was pushed because of his links to this thing. So this is one thing that keeps like the story alive. So it's like, what did he see to like either kill himself, or what did he see to end up in this mental state? What did he see so he was murdered?
Okay.
That type of thing. Now, there is a actual committee looking into UFOs that we do know about. And it's not the Majestic 12. And it's not looking into crashed UFO stuff.
Right.
Like the UFO. It's called ATIP.
Right.
They are looking... You're looking at me like it's not real. I'm not saying it's aliens. UFOs are not necessarily aliens.
No, I know. Any unidentified object. Yes.
Flying object.
Yes.
Or they, I think they're called UAPs. No, it has to fly. It doesn't crash.
No. Okay.
So the thing, the balloons over America this year, there's like the Tic Tac. Have you ever heard of the Tic Tac?
I have briefly.
Yeah, so they were looking at that. It's like, if it's like from naval people or army people.
Yeah.
Not, I don't think they look into like civilians.
Okay.
So they look at like people who are trained to know the difference between this is normal, this is not normal.
Right.
So they look into actual UFO, UAP aircraft, and they don't understand what they are. So they started to release it to the public about 2-3 years ago.
Okay.
The guy who was in the FBI, he left because he didn't like that the public weren't being told about this.
Okay.
He joined a thing with Tom DeLonge from Blink 182,
mm-hmm.
They have their To the Stars Academy thing. They look at UFO stuff as well.
Okay.
But they're more in the
I don't alien disagree section. With the UFO thing.
Yeah.
It's the concept of the green, slimy lizard alien men that are so terrifying. We can like draw them and cartoon them and put them in films, but they're so terrifying that we can't actually see one.
I know.
I don't get it. It's so stupid.
Yeah. No, I think, obviously, because what surrounds Roswell is very, like, someone did say, oh, it was a crashed saucer, and then everyone's like, but then they reported it was a crashed weather balloon. So that doesn't help the narrative of aliens. Not saying it was aliens. Tom did tell me a theory. It's horrible. Tom told me a theory that it was, like, a Russian UFO, but they put, like, disabled children on, and they're the aliens.
Oh, actually, to be fair, that would actually make sense.
Yeah, so like the bulbous...
Not saying it's right, but
the bulbous head that like we know of, that I have... He told me that and I was like...
I mean, it's horrible, but it would make sense.
I wouldn't put it past Russia, especially in the 1940s. They are trying to launch stuff into space.
They'll send anything up into space.
Yeah,
so.
They infused two dogs together.
Mm.
So like to two heads, so they could still eat and stuff. But yeah, so they would, it wouldn't, and them crash landing in America, and then they're like, oh, it's aliens.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, this is, Russia did this? And then they're like, it was a weather balloon.
Yeah.
It just, that makes more sense to me.
Yeah, that just makes sense.
UAPs are being investigated. Okay. It's not just aliens. So I kind of, this isn't the one I wanted to do the other week.
Right, okay.
That's a whole religion around UFOs and stuff.
Oh, fucking hell.
But their symbol looks a bit Nazi-ish, so I don't want to do that.
Oh, okay.
It's literally a swastika in a Star of David, and I was just like,
is that allowed?
I don't think so. They changed it to, let me try and find it. I don't like that. That's one of the reasons why I don't want to do it. It's something called like realism.
Oh, I think I've heard of that. I think I watched another documentary about like extreme cultures, and that was one of the things. Yeah, I have seen that.
Yeah, I was like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, because I was watching about like people with extremism and then like cults, and it looked at all different things from around the world and different cultures.
Yeah. So I won't be doing that.
Yeah, okay.
So yes, that is my Patreon for today. Ebs did kind of mention that he wanted some more 1940s.
Yeah, no, stuff. I do get it. I just don't believe in aliens.
No. I do. Whether they've been here or not, I don't know. I think most of the things we see is technology that's been testing.
Yeah. I think it is just, it's like military before. Like, they've got to test all these weapons somewhere.
Yeah.
So why not do it with other stuff? But yeah, like, one episode where you had a woman mistook a seagull for a man. The president that went for tea.
That was on another NASA's Unexplained Files, I think. That does come out at like 2 o'clock in the morning, so that might be why. But yes, that's today's episode.
No, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
I know, I was trying to do it so it's like, where can I like not bring the aliens in? And I was just like, I want to try and do it so it's like the Wojtek bear thing. And I was just like, it's going to be like quite early on because it's just like, what are they investigating? Aliens.
Yeah. No, I've survived this episode.
So it may or may not be real, but there is a
the actual The alien parts are not thing. Real.
There is an actual committee now investigating whether Majestic 12 was real.
Oh, yeah, they're not going to go away, are they?
I think it's just, like you said, the US government or many other governments do plant stuff, so it's like takes you away from like the focus of like, this is what's actually happening, this is what's
I know. Just a little side note, I saw something when I was looking through stuff on Netflix the other day for things linked to other episodes we did. An alien thing did pop up on there, and it looks like one from the UK, but they look like absolute nut jobs. Part of me is actually tempted to watch it. When I find it, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
And might do an actual episode on it, because I feel like it's going to piss me off, but I'm also just going to rip it to shreds at the same time.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay.
But in the meantime...
In the meantime, keep creeping. Oh no, I've done it again today!
Keep creeping.
And we'll keep digging.